Black with Jam, written by Bittercape and read by Flower Parish. This is a Heated Rivalry fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the characters Ilya Rozanov and Yuna Hollander. Summary. After that first meeting, Yuna goes to see Ilya. The cottage is quiet. It usually is, if usually is a word you can use when it's not even been 2 weeks for anything to really settle into usual, but Shane is often quiet. Shane isn't here. He decided to go for a walk with his father, Ilya guesses to have the talk he already had with his mother, and he can't help the little twinge of envy he feels at Shane for having two parents who love him enough to accept all of this. Hem being gay. Hem having a boyfriend. He smiles a little, thinking the word. He can't help that either. Said boyfriend being Ilya Rozanov, which perhaps was the biggest hurdle of all. Shane isn't here, and the cottage feels vastly quieter than the quiet when he is here, when they're here, quiet together. Like the cottage is holding its breath, waiting for Hem to return. Like the cottage is a living thing, like it will grow legs and run away, perhaps, like in the fairy tales he can vaguely remember his mother telling him when he was very young and believed in magic. Shane isn't here, and it feels a little strange to be in the cottage alone, aside from silly ideas of it coming alive. It feels strange in a more mundane way. It feels like trust. It feels like a fragile thing, like a wild bird's egg, held in Ilya's calloused hands. It's good, and also a little frightening. Ilya stretches out on the couch, watches the trees outside the huge windows, and doesn't think about anything at all, as best as he can. He maybe dozes off a bit. Enough that he startles awake at the soft knock on the door, feels confused and lost for a few blinks before he realizes where he is. He gets up, stretches his arms above his head on his way to the door, feels his spine crack pleasantly. He doesn't think about who it could be, but he's not surprised, somehow, when he opens the door. "Hello, Ilya," Mrs. Hollander says, and Ilya hastily straightens his t-shirt in an attempt to look vaguely decent. "Mrs. Hollander," Ilya says, and steps aside to let her in. His voice is a little rusty with sleep, and he tries to clear his throat discreetly. "I hope I'm not disturbing you," she says, as she moves into the kitchen, not looking back, probably presuming he'll either follow or bolt into the woods like a startled deer to be eaten by the wolf birds. "Not at all," Ilya says. "I was doing nothing." He winces. It absolutely sounds like he was up to something, the way he worded that. Mrs. Hollander turns her head, smiles at him, quick and entertained. She has a lovely smile. She gets out the electric kettle from a cupboard and unpacks some things from her tote bag with efficient movements. Small boxes and jars. A box of plain black tea bags. A metal box, which she opens, revealing small cookies that smell like almonds. "I thought we could get to know each other a little," she says. "Shane and David will be gone for a while, on their hike, and maybe you would like a cup of tea." Tea. Ilya hasn't thought much of tea in years, probably. He drinks coffee when he has hot drinks. "Thank you, Mrs. Hollander," he says, because he can't imagine being intentionally rude to her. Never mind that he probably has been rude and will be again, but not intentionally. She's Shane's mother. He wants her to like him if he is at all able to convince her. "Oh, please, call me Yuna," she says, smiling at him again. "Of course, Mrs. Hollander," he says, trying for a bit of a smile himself, and she laughs. Success. "Sit down, Ilya, and I'll make you a cup," she says. He's a little conflicted about what the right thing to do is. Who is the guest here, really? But after a moment of internal flailing, he obeys and sits down. Mrs. Hollander's movements are efficient and practiced as she arranges the cookies neatly on a plate, and she brings them over to the table with napkins and smaller plates, making a quick pass back to the kitchen to pick up the mugs, hot, steaming, with a spoon in each. Ilya grabs his mug and sniffs carefully at the contents, and is instantly transported back years to a different kitchen and a different mug and a different mother, sitting with him and sharing a moment to warm up. The room couldn't be more different. The mug is heavier, differently shaped and textured from the one he remembers in his hands. But the smell is the same. It's like he's back in Moscow, for a moment, holding his mug in much smaller hands, huddled in the kitchen with his mother after his games, when she still came to those, trying to chase away the chill from the rink with hot tea and his mother's smiles. When she still smiled. "I had a Russian friend," Mrs. Hollander says into the silence between them, startling Ilya out of his memories. "She drank her tea black, with a spoonful of jam in it, and I thought you might like it the same way." Ilya blinks at her, the past overlapping with the present, the smell of the tea with jam pulling him back, and Mrs. Hollander's dark eyes, so different from his mother's, pulling him into the present. "Da," he says, voice a little rusty, and not from sleep this time. "Thank you. My mother drank it like this when I was young. I had forgotten." Mrs. Hollander's eyebrows wrinkle in sympathy, hearing the words he is not saying out loud, hearing the past tense, understanding at least some of the implications, if not the full story. How could she? "Oh, Ilya," she says, and reaches out a hand. He reaches back, as if to shake hers, a reaction without thought, but she wraps his hand in both of her smaller ones, almost protective. Her skin is warm and dry against his own, soft where he is rough. "You must miss her very much." He blinks, and is startled and a little embarrassed to feel the tears escape from his eyes, running down his cheeks and dropping onto the table, splat, splat, like icicles melting. "I'm sorry," he says. He doesn't know when he started crying so much, but thinking about his mother has always made him sad. At least she was not left behind, in Russia, with the colonel and Alexei. "Don't be sorry," Mrs. Hollander says, and she's suddenly sitting beside him, leaning into his side. It feels like she's holding him up, scaffolding around a crumbling building. He swallows, takes a sip from his tea. "Is good," he says. "Thank you." "You're very welcome," she says, bumping his arm with a shoulder, just like a hockey player, like one of his teammates. It startles a laugh out of him, small and wet sounding and fragile, but at least he's not sobbing into his tea. "You are different from what I thought you to be," she says. "Da," Ilya nods solemnly. "Am very charming." She laughs, perhaps thinking the same thing he is, that maybe they can like each other. Maybe they do already, a little bit. The end.
There is a house built out of stone. Wooden floors, walls, and windowsills. Tables and chairs worn by all of the dust. This is a place where I don't feel alone. This is a place where I feel alone.